You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners brought to you by eventinterface.com, an event technology platform to manage and engage attendees. And this is Eric Dye. On today's show of Event Talk, we are speaking with, once again, Al Winant, CEO of eventinterface.com, to share his take on 2015 trends in the meeting and event planning industry. Al has 25 years of international meeting and event management experience. He has managed events from 50 to 125,000 on two continents. He also is intimately understanding of the many aspects of planning well and how technology can make the complicated process of planning, managing, and engaging easier, a definite plus in his position at Event Interface. Al, welcome once again to Event Talk here on EPN.
Hi, Eric. It's good to be back.
It is. It's great to have you back. Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year. So, once again, each year experts make predictions as to what the hottest trends will be. What were some of the hits and misses of 2014 in the event and meeting planning world?
Oh, as always, there are a ton of predictions made each year, and I can probably talk about this for hours, but there were really a few that stood out to me. Obviously, mobile event apps are becoming more and more popular. You'll see there's more and more vendors coming into the landscape. And many events now really are implementing event apps. The challenges there are that, for planners to ensure that attendees download the app, that's a challenge. So there's about 60% of attendees now download it, and only about 10% of them actually use it. So there really is still a way to go to ensure universal adoption of apps at events, but that I would say is still in progress, the sort of prediction that more and more of us will come on. The next one was a little bit less technology-based, but food, actually. We're talking about food to be locally grown and higher quality, sort of the trend farm to table. That's becoming a mainstay at events and not going anywhere soon. And the same counts for food trucks. That was such a big trend last year. I think I've attended more events last year that had food trucks for catering than ever before. So, I mean, they serve great food and they become really an instant decor at your event. I think the locally sourced foods are here to stay. The food trucks, I think a judgment is still out. That may be a fad or not in the event world. I'm not so sure about that. But definitely delicious stuff. And then another trend really is that more and more, I saw last year planners, or this year really in 14, were using technologies that really go beyond their meetings and events. Events really are 2-, 3-, 4-day projects, but they really create a community that starts way before the event actually happens and continues really after that. So more and more planners are starting to use technology. Not a fail, not a win. It is still an in-progress sort of thing, trend from last year that really is catching on. But the biggest barrier there to entry would really be that, the creating that community isn't always the job of the planner. So it's really the attendees and sort of with help of some of the stakeholders who have to do that. The planners are long gone working on their next event. So it's catching on, but it's not fully come to fruition. Those are really the three trends that jumped out at me last year. Some of them have been implemented very successfully. Other ones are still in progress. The one that I saw that was a real, and maybe not a failure, but in the beginning there were a lot of projections that holographic performances would be the it thing of the year, but I really haven't seen that happen aside of some very high-profile events because it's obviously very expensive to do that sort of stuff.
Great information. Now, as far as actual planning is concerned, what are the trends you see coming up for 2015 developing?
Sure. On the planning side itself, I think planners are really looking to go beyond the venue. In the last year, budgets have really turned around again. And in the past, you could very easily, negotiate amazing deals with venues and properties and hotels, but now they're back to charging what they were charging before. So more and more planners are seeking out alternative venues for their events. And most communities have, you know, great empty warehouses, hangars, you know, that are really blank canvases for events, you know, with less, potentially less limitations than a traditional venue. You know, there's zoos, parks, restaurants, rooftops, parking garages, all really great locations for events, and many already with a built-in decor. So I think that's a trend that continues to grow, is looking for alternative venues. Something I'll talk about a little bit later, I think, but also end-to-end meeting planning is another trend. You know, planners, they'll start using tools that will manage all of the aspects from one tool versus a fragmented set of tools. It will tie to big data analytics and apps. And, you know, a big trend for 2015 on the planning side and potentially also the technology side is, you know, we collect an immense amount of data at events. And you use that event, you know, you use that data to analyze the event. And if you use the right technologies, you can analyze that data immediately. And almost if there's something wrong in an event, have an immediate course change at an event. So that's a big trend as well. We're seeing that big data and analytics build around that. And then also we see more and more local and regional events versus national, international events. Because travel costs, the cost of that has risen, and the headaches related to travel have risen, and also the venue cost has been rising. So more planners are opting out to look a little bit closer to home for their meetings and events. And I think that trend will also continue as it comes to planning events on that level.
Now, focusing on technology, it seems to be playing a bigger role each year. What are some of the trends you see technology-wise for 2015?
Sure. The BLE, the Bluetooth low energy, and the iBeacons, I think, will be implemented more and more, especially since they can now easily communicate with most mobile devices already. They're really great little low-power tools that can provide, you know, an amazing amount of opportunity for both the planner and the participant. You know, a planner, they can, with this little tool, can track, you know, what do attendees go, how long do they stay at a booth, what sessions are they going to. And you can also use that technology to open up access to content. So when you go into a specific room, the content of that presentation can be shared with you through the technology on your mobile platform. There's really endless uses. And the beauty of the technology is that it's relatively cost effective. So there will be more and more of those implemented around events. Next, I would say, you know, at the event and at the hotel, Wi-Fi is expected now. It's no longer something that you just want at your registration desk. You know, there are so many apps at events. It's now expected that at an event and the venue that they offer Wi-Fi throughout the event and throughout all meeting rooms. It's no longer acceptable to not have Wi-Fi accessible at events, you know. And I think hotels and venues are really slowly catching up in providing the Wi-Fi that can actually handle the needed bandwidth at a property. You know, every coffee shop, every restaurant, every store you go to almost has Wi-Fi to guests, you know, and shoppers. Then you still have a way to go to catch up, but it will be more and more ubiquitous at events to have that. On the other side of technology is, you know, end-to-end meeting planning technology. You know, in the past, like I said before, you know, planners really need to use a variety of different technologies to plan meetings and events. You need like a registration software, a mobile app, tools to share content, tools to connect attendees, and so on. So now, as meetings really become communities in a way around a specific topic, a product, a cause, and as planners really need to do more with less, you know, technologies are needed that can provide one solution to seamlessly tie it really all together. And the shameless plus here in Event Interface, we are such a solution. We're a SaaS platform. Let's planners conduct, you know, end-to-end meeting management for the full life cycle of the event.
Today, once again, we are speaking with Al Winant, CEO of EventInterface.com, the exclusive sponsor of Event Talk, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Al, are there any specific tools that will stand out in the coming year?
Sure. As I talked about before a little bit here, the iBeacon technology will really become omnipresent within the event structure. I think that's something that stands out and that really you will really see grow. Something that tickles me, we have a company in our neck of the woods here called CrowdMics. They have developed an app that allows attendees to use actually their mobile phone as a microphone to interact with speakers on the stage. And so you no longer have to pass the microphone at meetings and conferences to ask questions of a speaker. You can now just use your app to your mobile phone to speak into it, and then the question gets transferred over the sound system in the meeting room to the to the stage, and that's I love sharing their stuff because they're also in the same neighborhoods here. Great company, and I'll also say that we as a vendor interface will continue to stand out as one of the very few tools that provide full end-to-end meeting management to the planners and provides a really fully immersive experience for the attendee. It allows planners to plan the event, manage the attendee, and tie into big data and the analytic trends we talked about. At the same time, you know, it helps you build communities around the event that start way before the event starts and continues long after the event ended. It allows attendees to connect with each other, communicate, schedule appointments, view event data, connect, start meaningful conversations around topics and causes. So one tool that does everything, you'll see that trend as well. And, you know, we reported that at Event Interface.
Lastly, Al, what are your top three predictions for 2015 related to events and meetings?
Sure. I think one, pretty big data and analytics, because at events, you do collect an immense amount of data. And now with the tools at your fingertips, through the apps and through softwares, you really can analyze the success of your meeting very fast. In the past, it was, here's a piece of paper, fill out the survey, and hopefully you'll get a decent number of those back after the event. And you look at it a month later or so. Now, pretty much instantaneously through apps or through feedback online, et cetera, you can collect data of a lot of attendees and evaluate that on-site and course correct. So the analytics, the data, and there's much more to it than just this. Will be a really big trend as it develops and more tools become available to analyze that. Also, the end-to-end meeting management tools, you know, one tool to do everything. There is still a very fragmented set of tools out there where planners really have to spend X amount of dollars on an app and X amount of dollars on this software and X amount of dollars on that. You know, more and more tools are becoming available that do it all from one tool. And then the use of more iBeacons at events that will be implemented as well.
Valuable information as always, Al, and thanks once again for joining us today on the show.
Thank you, Eric. It was a pleasure speaking with you again, and have a happy Christmas and a fantastic New Year's.
Well, thank you very much for that. We've been speaking with Al Wynant, CEO of EventInterface.com, the exclusive sponsor of Event Talk, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. We thank you for joining us on this episode of Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners, brought to you by EventInterface.com, an event technology platform to manage and engage attendees. And this has been Eric Dye. This episode of Event Talk was brought to you by Event Interface, an event technology platform to manage and engage attendees. With Event Interface, you will plan better, engage more attendees, and generate more revenue for your events. Get started today at EventInterface.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.